Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something funny or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Belina. I have a special holiday show for you, so let's get started. So today's phrase is Wesołych Świąt, which translates to merry or happy or cheerful holidays. Let's go over the pronunciation of this, and then I will tell you a little bit more about the grammar. So the first word is Wesołych, which doesn't have any non-English speaking phonemes in it, so I hope that it's not too difficult for you to follow along. So I'm just going to dive right in. I'm going to say it 3 times. I'm going to leave you space and you repeat after me. Wesołych. 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 Now in the English phonemes, I used a long O, because it does sound like the word so when you string it together, so, which I've been telling you this whole time, don't make your vowels duosyllabic like they are in English. But in this case, when you string it all together, there's like no difference. So it makes it even easier for the English tongue to pronounce. So Wesołych. Next word is Świąt. So this one has 2 Polish letters, the sh and the o, which we've covered in previous lessons. So the sh is just like sh in English, and the o is a non-English phoneme, so very similar to how French have the o sound in their language. You may have heard it, so it's not too crazy foreign. I went over it in a previous lesson. Please look that up if you have any trouble. I'm going to say it slowly, the way we would. Even though it's spelled with the sh v at the beginning, it's the similar situation as last week where we saw v being pronounced as f because it's just spoken so swiftly that the letter gets softened with the speed. So even though it's written Świąt, we would never say it like that. We would say Świąt because it's easier for our mouths to make that sound. So say it with me and see if you can repeat. I'm going to just say the whole word and leave you space 3 times. Let's go. Świąt. 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 If you have any questions about the pronunciation, feel free to drop me a line about this. I could go over it with you, but I haven't heard any feedback about needing repetition for certain lessons that I've had. So let me know. So I just wanted to highlight a little bit of geeky grammar for you. So the way that this is actually said is, it's understood that I am wishing you. So this is actually in the object form. So let me elaborate. Święta is actually the plural form nominative of holidays. But here we see Świąt because it's in its object form. Why is that? Because it is understood that I am wishing people in general, or whoever the recipient of my Wesołych Świąt is. And I am doing the wishing. So I am wishing what? I am wishing happy holidays. That means that the holidays has to become, those words have to be in their object form. So that's why they are like this. Wesołych Świąt. It's incredibly common, even if you didn't know that, but that's just an extra bonus bit of material for you to know. Because if you're serious about learning the language, you want to know why certain things are in their object forms fairly early on so that you can kind of clap it in your brain a little bit more clearly. I hope that helps. Now I have a little extra credit bonus segment, the first ever extra credit section in How You Say History, so I've made a new sound effect and here it is. I hope you like that. So Wesołych Świąt is commonly coupled with the specific wish of Merry Christmas. So the way we say Christmas is Bożego Narodzenia. It literally translates to of the Lord's birth. So together you would hear Wesołych Świąt Bożego Narodzenia if people are saying Merry Christmas specifically instead of just Happy Holidays. It says it's like Happy Holidays of the Lord's birth. So for any Catholics out there, you can have this extra one in your back pocket as well. So why don't we go over that together? I know this is an extra credit section, so bear with me, but I'm going to do the same thing. So we have the zh phoneme in the first word, Z, make that duck face. Try to say the J through the duck face without touching the teeth or the roof of your mouth with your tongue. And push the sound through. Z. You'll notice that your tongue is kind of hovering in its mouth, in your mouth, not touching anything around it as you make this sound, if you make it correctly. And your lips are pursed in the duck face out in front of you. So, zh. I've gone over this before, so I won't spend too much more time on it. Okay, so I'm going to say it three times. You follow me. And I'm accenting the second syllable. Borrego. 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 Good. Now, the last word is narodzenia. It's always the penultimate syllable. I should mention this. It's not just any random syllable. Like in English, most of the words that we accent are actually going to be the penultimate syllables. So I just said any, random, accent, things of that nature. This sing-song should be pretty familiar to the English ear, so I hope it's familiar to you, and I hope it's easy to grasp, because it's very similar in Polish. We have a few exceptions, of course, but so does every language except for Esperanto. Anyway, so the narodzenia doesn't have any foreign-sounding English phonemes in it, specifically. You've got the DZ letter combination, but we've practiced that before as well. Z, z. Like in the word ads in English. So it's even familiar in English-speaking words as well. So let's follow along. Three times. I will leave you space. Follow me. Narodzenia. Narodzenia. Roll that R. Narodzenia. So together, the second half of this is Bożego Narodzenia. And the whole phrase, one more time, Wesołych Świąt Bożego Narodzenia. I hope you gave it a good try, and there you go, because that is this week's holiday lesson. So next week, I will give you another piece of this holiday puzzle by telling you how to say Happy New Year. So I hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to reach out to us with comments, questions, suggestions for future episodes, we have an email address, mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our website is www.howyousay.fm, and our Twitter handle is @howyousayfm. So, Wesołych Świąt, everybody! Bye!